It's midnight. Do you know what your plants are doing? Turns out they're growing and repairing cellular damage. A team led by Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator Joanne Corey of the Salk Institute for Biological Studies and her former postdoc Todd Michael report that midnight marks the start of tasks that plants typically neglect during the day. The team searched all 22,000 genes in the plant Arabidopsis thaliana and identified the tiny DNA sequence that unites these graveyard shift genes. The so-called midnight element completes a set that enables plants to recognize which genes to turn on when, but also raises fundamental questions about how a plant's circadian clock controls the whole process. Professor Michael, now at Rutgers University, joins us to talk about the team's findings.
Dr. Michael, first off, what exactly is a circadian clock?
A circadian clock has a very fundamental responsibility in terms of how processes are coordinated through the day. It takes in light and temperature information, uses that information then to gate specific activities. That means it controls these activities to only occur at specific times of day. So it makes it so that photosynthesis wouldn't happen during the dark.
So what did you want to find out about how the system worked?
The fundamental question that we started off with was, how do temperature cycles, how do photocycles, and how does circadian clock control time of day expression in Arabidopsis? At the time, it was known to some extent how the circadian clock controlled different aspects of the plant. However, no one had looked at all three together. And no one had looked at temperature cycles specifically. So we wanted to know, if you look at the whole picture, if you look at each component that we know is important in terms of daily cycling, how do they all interact? And by looking at each individual part together, we are able to identify these signatures, these time of day specific modules that control expression. We call them the morning element, the evening element, and then the midnight element.
That was Professor Todd Michael talking about his recent work on gene expression, which appears this month in the Public Library of Science Genetics. For the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, I'm Benjamin Lester.